Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Sadhak Sanjeevani, Chapter 8, Verse 5. Link. In the second verse, Arjun's seventh question was, how is one to realize you at the time of death? Lord Krishna answers this question in the next verse.
Antakale cha mameva Smarana muktva kalevaram Ya prayati samadbhavam Yati nastyatra sanshaya.
He who departing from the body thinks of remembering me alone, even at the time of death, attains me. There is no doubt about it. Comment. It means that Lord, by bestowing this human body upon man, gave him an opportunity to attain salvation through adoration, bhajan. But he did not avail himself of the opportunity. Now being helpless, the only way open to him is to realize him by remembering him at least while breathing his last. Ma meva smarana means that whatever a striver hears, sees, understands and assumes is nothing besides the Lord. By assuming so, whatever a striver thinks at the time of death is nothing else besides the Lord. Thus, if a striver thinks of him at the time of death, he will attain him. Madbhavam means that the striver attains the state of Godhood where he is a dualist or a non-dualist. This is in accordance with the remembrance at the last moment. That God may be endowed with attributes or attributeless, endowed with form or formless, two-armed or four-armed, etc., according to one's worship. Worshippers of the Lord attain Him by thinking of Him at the time of death. But even to the minds of those who do not worship Him, if somehow or the other His thought comes, they also attain Him. As a person remains established in a mode of nature, Gita, chapter 14, verse 18, and as he dies during the predominance of nature-born qualities, modes of sattva, goodness, or rajas, passion, or tamas, ignorance, he attains the same kind of world. Gita, chapter 14, verse 14 and 15. A devotee who at the time of death remembers God attains him. At the end, devotees following different disciplines of worship become one, that is, attain the same Lord, while persons having predominance of any one of the three nature-born modes gain worlds according to the mode they possess and follow a cycle of birth and death. It is a special favor granted by the Lord that a man at the time of death, by remembering him, will attain him, even though his conduct and life has been vicious, and as the only aim of this human life is God realization. Otherwise, it is not befitting to the Lord who has bestowed this human life and also to a person who has received it. Therefore, it is a warning to every person that he should be careful to remember him all the time, because any time can be the time of death, as it keeps no calendar. In ethics, it is mentioned that if a man wants to follow righteousness and attain salvation, he should always remember that he is in the grip of death. A man should utilize the special concession granted to him by God. If there is a person on the deathbed, he should be shown a picture of his favorite deity. The name of his deity should be chanted, and he should be reminded of his deity's form. A spiritual atmosphere should be created so that messengers of the God of death may not approach him. Ajamil recited the name of the Lord Narayan, and so messengers of God approached while the messengers of death fled away. Then the God of death said to his messengers, where there is constant remembrance, loud chanting, or narration of the stories of the Lord,
never go there, because that place is out of our domain. By saying so, the god of death, in thinking of God, tendered an apology to him in these words: O Lord, pardon my messengers for the offense they have committed. Srimad Bhagavat. He thinks of him at the time of death. It means that he may remember any one of his forms as that of Ram, Krishna, Vishnu, Shiva, Durga, Ganesha, and his name, place, qualities or sport. By thinking of him, a person attains him, because by remembering God, he forgets, I am the body and the body is mine. A doubt arises here as to how a man who has not worshipped the Lord throughout his life can remember him at the time of his death. The answer is that either by God's special grace, or by seeing a saint, or by listening to the name, place, stories of the Lord or scriptures, he may think of God and thus may attain him. If he is interested in the Gita and he is on a deathbed, the 8th chapter should be recited to him so that he may think of God at the time, as there is a special description of the glory about thinking of him at the time of death. The reason is that, being a fragment of the Lord, his affinity for him is natural. Similarly, if he dies at a place of pilgrimage such as Ayodhya, Mathura, Haridwar, Kashi, etc., he will remember the Lord because of the spiritual influence of that place of pilgrimage. He can also think of God at the last moment at a place where a spiritual atmosphere of constant remembrance, loud chanting, and stories of the Lord prevails, and where spiritual discourses are held. Some terrifying situations could also remind the man of God. If at the time of death, he somehow or the other takes refuge in him, he attains him. If all of a sudden he thinks of his salvation, he may attain salvation. Similarly, if a striver recites the name of the Lord to someone at the time of his death, he may attain salvation. In the scriptures, it is mentioned that if a saint beholds either a man or a deathbed or his dead body, the smoke of his burning pyre or the ash of his pyre, he attains salvation. An important fact: in the 3rd and 4th verses of this chapter, the 6 terms such as Brahma, Adhyatma, etc. reveal the Lord in his all-comprehensive forms, indicating that all is God. Thus, a great soul who has realized that in this world there is nothing else besides the Lord has not to remember him at the time of death, as he is all the time in a wakeful state, dream, sound, sleep, instinctively conscious of his eternal presence, in the same way as a common man always remembers, I am. He may live at any place, holy or unholy, at any time, day or night, in any state, wakefulness, sleep, sound sleep, unconsciousness, sickness, health, etc., and in any circumstances, he will certainly attain salvation. Besides the above mentioned great souls, strivers who worship the Lord in his different forms and names, by remembering any one of his names or forms or plays or places, will attain him. Besides them, other believers who somehow or the other think of God at the time of death, though they are not engaged continuously in his worship, also attain him. Thus, the remedy of remembering the Lord at the time of death is not applicable to liberated souls, but only to strivers and common people. Appendix. The person who could not attain salvation during his lifetime, if he even at the time of death, remembering God, departs from this body, he attains God. There is no doubt about it. Then he, whoever remembers God, if he, thinking of God at the time of death, attains God, what is the wonder in it? The Lord has endowed the man with great freedom, so that however he may attain salvation, this is God's special grace showered on a man. End of chapter 8, verse 5. For more audio, please visit www.swamiramsukhdasji.net.